Chris Webber and others have the right to sign with teams of their choosing. And Marty McNeil, our friend from the Sacramento Bee, association writer and follower of not only the league, but what we do here on All Night, joins us now on All Night on ESPN Radio. And I talked a little bit about you a couple of days ago when I heard the story. First of all, I'm driving around on Saturday, Marty, and my head was still spinning from covering the Major League Baseball All-Star Game in the Pacific Northwest a week ago. And I'm driving around, and I hear this report everywhere that Chris Webber is about to re-sign with the Sacramento Kings. And I'm just looking at the radio thinking, all right, am I in an alternate universe, or is this really happening? And then about 24 hours later, I see that Chris Webber made a call to someone at the Sacramento Bee to basically say, the story's not true. I knew that was you. Were you surprised by the call?
Oh, without question. Matter of fact, I said, Chris who? And he goes, Web, man, Web. I said, oh, okay. And he just said that he had not made a decision. And, you know, I think there was some accuracy that, you know, they were moving in that direction, but the fact remained was that he had not agreed to anything, and certainly you can't sign anything till today. And I think in classic Chris Webber style, it's going down to the last second before anybody finds out, you know, what his decision is. And as Isaiah Thomas said yesterday, he may still not know, speaking of Webber.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that we're not surprised he called you, but the nature of the phone call, and I wonder, have you thought about what C-Web's motivation was other than just keeping you in the know by knowing you'd get the word out that this thing wasn't done with Sacramento?
Well, I think there was, in some way, some type of leverage he was trying to exact on Sacramento. May not have been a financial thing that he was proposing, certainly because the money he's going to make is pretty much there in stone. It's going to be about $123 million if the $42.5 million salary cap is correct. But it's also, I think it was also because his family was scheduled to meet with Isaiah Thomas and Donnie Walsh that night. And, you know, they got up in the morning to hear that, you know, he was close to making a decision, close to coming back to the Kings. And I think out of respect to Isaiah and Donnie, he wanted it out that was not true.
Marty McNeil of the Sacramento Bee, who knows Chris Webber just about as good as anybody, with us here on All Night on ESPN Radio. You've been saying all along, whether we've been talking at courtside, at Sac Kings games this past season, or the last time we visited with you on the phone, that you weren't sure what he was going to do, and you didn't think Chris was sure what he was going to do. And then comes the quote within the last 12 hours from the agent after you get out the word that things might not happen with Sacramento, as originally reported, based on what C-Web told you. So the agent comes out and says, after Webber called you, quote, he, meaning client Chris Webber, having second thoughts, he's going back and forth and he's not sure what he wants to do, end of quotation. You said this all along, that this was Chris's mindset, that he wasn't sure what he was going to do. So what has Chris accomplished since the end of the season, or in his evaluation process, since it doesn't seem like he's any further along in the process?
Well, I think he's much further along. I think he's, personally, I believe he's narrowed it down to trying to do a sign and trade with Indiana or coming back to the Kings.
Okay.
Whereas I think in his mind, the possibilities of Orlando and Houston and New York were there, as well as to a lesser degree Detroit. And I think he's been able to accumulate, or at least in his mind, accumulate information. And, I mean, you know, for us it's, you know, well, where's Chris Webber going to play? But for Chris Webber, it's trying to decide where he's going to probably spend the next 6-7 years of his career, probably formulate what is thought of Chris Webber as a professional basketball player. And I think he thinks quite a bit about, you know, where he's going to leave his mark in this game, and also as a person. And so it's a far more huge decision for Chris than it is for anybody else, except that, you know, from a personal standpoint, he's killing me.